Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is. Talking about the way the world is.
It's Crawl Talk with this radio. Conversations about the high low. It's Big Push and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaged listeners on topic. Discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe in things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our now, talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh, Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now.
Welcome back to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Big Pudge.
Your man, Steph Swift.
Yeah!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Guest audience today.
Right.
Well, actually, not even guest audience. We got, just regular guests today, right? Oh, wow. I got my very own daughter, Tamla, here. My very own son, Ramil, here.
Y'all nodding. Speak.
Just nodding.
Hey.
We got Pudge's son, Caleb, in the building.
How y'all doing?
We've been having a lot of fun before we even push record, but we always have these bloopers. We're going to keep it in, like, to keep it real, keep the authenticity flowing. Last time you heard from us, we talked about transgenders and transgender disorder. I mean, I felt like this is kind of a part two thing in an atmosphere where the lines between genders seem to be so blurred right now. I felt like it'd be appropriate to have this kind of conversation.
Right.
And so before we get any further, because I don't want people thinking we biased, me and Pudge, we're both free thinkers. And what free thinkers do, they raise free thinking children.
Right.
Kids, do I lie you be yourselves?
Yes.
Do I lie you be yourself?
Yeah. Do I tell you what to say, how to think? We disagree sometimes too, don't we?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Caleb?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to seem biased because y'all are our children. We put y'all up to saying this stuff. I mean, I want y'all to really say how y'all feel about the topic. So the reason we brought them in here because my daughter Tam is a former Girl Scout, also a girl. Yeah, she's a Girl Scout. I mean, honestly, I have to say that because with the blurred lines, we have to be, you got to be that specific
now
nowadays.
These days. Right.
Okay, my son, Ramil, he's here because he's a current Boy Scout, and Caleb's Yusuf's son, or Big Pudge's son, and he was formerly a Boy Scout, right? Are you still a Boy Scout?
No, I'm former.
Okay. But I want to get their opinion because it don't really matter my opinion of what should be happening in the Boy Scouts. It matters their opinion because they are Boy Scouts and they have experienced certain things.
Right.
So I just want to read this article, and we could go around the room, and y'all could just tell me how you feel about it. You know, but currently, this article is updated in October. So, New York, in this latest momentous policy shift, the Boy Scouts of America will admit girls into the Cub Scouts starting next year and establish a new program for older girls based on a Boy Scout curriculum that enables them to aspire to the coveted Eagle Scout rank. Okay? Founded in 1910, a long considered bastion of tradition, the Boy Scouts have undergone major changes in the past 5 years, agreeing to accept openly gay youth members and adult volunteers as well as transgender boys. The expansion of girls' participation announced Wednesday after a unanimous approval by the organization's board of directors is arguably the biggest change yet, potentially opening the way for hundreds of thousands of girls to join. So that's all I have right there. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. They had another quote from CBS News had a quote from Jim Axelrod. He met a 16-year-old Sydney Ireland who's been an unofficial member of her brother's troop since she was 4. She wanted to become an Eagle Scout like her brother. She says, not every girl has the want to do the things the Girl Scouts do, she told CBS. She says she'd rather do what Boy Scouts do. And okay, I understand it. My daughter said the very same thing. But anyway, before I jump ahead, first of all, if anybody got anything to add, we can add about now. You know, I'll go with you, Caleb. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's really, I don't want to use any too harsh words, but I don't agree with it at all. Just for the simple fact that Boy Scouts was originally put together to show boys how to become men, but just using different tactics from the streets. Like this was a different way of doing things. I mean, it's just like how can you try to? It's like it was a way of getting like for personally for me it was a way of getting away from everything and just being with a whole bunch of guys that can help me become way more successful. And I get that girls want that to be, they want to go through that too, but, and they don't want to exactly do the stuff that Girl Scouts do because girls, like some girls can be more tough than, you know, the traditional Girl Scouts. But I mean, if they wanted to do something like that, they could just change the format of what Girl Scouts do.
Exactly. I agree.
You can tell he agreed. Yeah, you know, exactly.
I will say, as a father of 3 girls who've been in Girl Scouts, you know, the Girl Scouts, they got bored with it. They don't do nothing.
Yeah, they don't.
You know? Don't. So, Tam.
Yeah.
What did you think? What was your experiences in the Girl Scouts?
Well, I wasn't a Girl Scout for very long, but mostly what we did was sing songs, eat snacks, and talk about camping at like a resort. Well, not a resort, but like a retreat with like horseback riding and archery and stuff.
Horseback. Yeah. Okay. So how do you feel when we read articles and it's saying that girls can join the Boy Scouts currently?
I think that's nonsense. I mean, I get it. I used to like help volunteer with the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts, they do more fun stuff that Girl Scouts gonna do, and I was kind of a tomboy myself. But I agree with Caleb. I think that if Girl Scouts want to do more Boy Scout stuff, then just add that into like their curriculum or whatever they call that.
Mill, current Boy Scout, how do you feel?
Well, I don't agree with the article. I don't think girls should be allowed in Boy Scouts. Mainly because Boy Scouts was made just for boys. And my scout leader already said that she was not going to allow boys into our, girls into our troop.
Did you hear what he said, though? Say that one more time.
Which part?
Your scout leader.
Our scout leader already said that she will not allow girls into our troop.
So his scout leader is a she, and she her being a she sees that they can't, that they shouldn't be doing that. So she's never gonna handle. She's not having it, which is a great thing. That's what I was trying to get you to say. Get back to you. That's cool.
Right. I feel like it's awesome, Dan, too.
Me too. My thing is, you know, Pud, you got anything before I dive in? Okay. My only thing is this simple. To me, it's almost like we need to do it for this podcast because it's definitely a topic worthy conversation. But personally, for me, it's like there's no conversation. It's called Boy Scouts. Like,
right.
It's simple.
It's
not gender scouts.
Yes, right.
It's not kid scouts. It's Boy Scouts.
It's Boy Scouts.
For the boys.
You know?
And if you act, I guess since we're going to go ahead, you know, I'll be the one I'll be the one to go way back.
He act like he gonna just choose to be the one, like he don't normally choose to be the one.
No, I'll be the one just taking it to a deeper level as to be the way the world is now set up. It's set up to make men more feminine and make women to look more manly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the crossover is like, it's here. You can't even deny that genders are crossing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
when
you have celebrities wearing what they want to call skilts, but they really dresses and whatnot on public national TV. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, this is just a part of that right there. It's just a part of kind of like, I don't want to say disrespecting, but it's kind of like just things that were created so that a bond of people could stay within the bond to help them grow. It's like they're trying to purposely infuse it with something else.
I agree to
get rid of that bond. Now, the world knows that women can click a whole lot more than men can.
Mm-hmm.
So Boy Scouts, on top of it, you know, the bond was created for men to be able to bond and also be able to learn how to survive on top of bonding.
And while you're saying that, the further your point, the Girl Scouts was created a long, I can't remember how many years, but it's a long time before the Boy Scouts were created before the Boy Scouts.
For real?
Yeah, so that goes to tell you.
I thought it was after because this one girl, she wanted to join, she started making her own. They said they had to call them Girl Rangers or something, not Girl Scouts. They weren't allowed to call them Girl Scouts back then.
I always thought the Girl Scouts were created first.
Because Scout was at the back of Boy Scouts.
They weren't allowed to call them that.
So they didn't want to have anything affiliated with Boy Scouts, so they couldn't call themselves Girl Scouts.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. I could be wrong. I thought the Girl Scouts were first, but I could be wrong. Either way,
I mean, I have it. Can I say something?
You can, but give me one second. One second, because I want to jump on what he said real quick. He talked about boys not having a lot of bonding time. And Boy Scouts is important. I'm a former Boy Scout myself.
Me too.
And it did keep me out of trouble. It did teach me a lot of stuff. But the one thing about Boy Scouts that's important, they forget this when it comes, especially when it comes to inner city kids, is that a lot of us don't have fathers in the homes. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lot of male bonding or male role models. So for me, it got me around other guys, because I grew up in a house with, you know, my two older sisters and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have a lot of guy male bonding time. So that Boy Scouts, going to camp with guys and doing guy stuff, it was really cool and important to me and crucial. Mm-hmm. And when you start adding girls to the mix, it waters all of that down, takes that experience completely away. And that's not right.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they digging in. It's almost like something that's been created for the bonding of men for ages. Now they're infusing that just so that the new generation can have that bond. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy for boys to bond with a girl there.
No.
And it's no disrespect to the actual girl and what it is she wants to do. It's just, if you're looking at the definition of why it was created, you're totally taking that away from the boys because of what you're trying to infuse now. I really hope that it's worldwide to where scout leaders can make their own decision. To allow people in.
That's how it is. It left up to the scout leaders, right, Mel? Is that how it works?
It's different by state.
Yeah.
It's different by... How's it go? You tell me. I'm sorry.
They left the choice up to the scout leaders.
So who made the actual decision?
I guess the board of Boy Scouts in America, the Council of Boy Scouts, whoever handles that.
I need them to get it together.
Well, they need to resign.
They said it was unanimous, though.
I need to talk to each and every one of them.
I mean, and you know what?
Nah, the Girl Scouts were first.
Oh, wow.
Girl Scouts began. No, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Let me look, because it said over 100 years ago, but
they went down to the founder's house. Was it last year for
in Savannah?
Trip?
Right. Yeah. That's a big deal, right? The founders in Savannah.
Yeah, the founders in Savannah, and when we went to Tybee Island last year,
we saw
the first Girl Scout.
Yeah, Juliet Gordon Lowe.
The first Girl Scout. Yeah. He started Girl Scouts. Juliet Lowe.
I would have thought they would started around the same time. But I'm looking it up as we talk.
I don't think it was.
Caleb, you said you had something you wanted to add. I'm sorry.
Baden-Powell's who started Boy Scouts. I believe that.
I think a big situation that's like a big problem that's going to occur is going to be camping, because that's where most of the Boy Scouts do a lot of their bonding. I mean, the meetings, like, that's to plan stuff and to have different activities, but camping is like. For me, camping was really the heart of Boy Scouts.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
So it's like
the survival, starting fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
like when we would do stuff like even when we would just like be in our different bunks and we would just be talking all night, and we were supposed to be going to sleep, we'd just be talking all night, just talking to each other, cracking jokes, and taking shots at each other. That was bonding, you know.
Yep.
And then shooting weekend, you know, we see who can have the best shot, who's in the dime club, and everything. That was bonding. And I think when a girl's there, I'm pretty sure they're not going to allow girls to sleep in the same cabins with boys. Of course,
they might. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, anyway, what I was saying, like, with girls there, that could mess up the flow of it, because everybody's not going to be focusing on the bonding. They're going to be focusing on why is she doing what we usually do. Why is she?
Go ahead. No, I'm saying it could just turn into the. Then it turns into a battle of the sexes now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know
exactly.
Where you know the, where the girl she's determined to show these boys that she can do what mm-hmm. you know what they can do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not even, the bonded them went way out the mm-hmm. door at this point. Yep. Right now, it turned to full blown competition, and I'm like,
yeah.
So how does that? At the end of the day, how is that helping anybody? The girl who wants to be there, mm-hmm. the Boy Scouts, the Scout leaders, the parents. You know, at this point, it's not helping anybody.
Now, something that they can also do is they could just like they can have a weekend where Boy Scouts, their group, the Boy Scouts mm-hmm. and the Girl Scouts. They can even, like, come together and do activities on
been,
the same
It's been situations like that. I've seen that happen. Right. Well, I haven't seen it firsthand, but I've heard of it happening. Like certain camps, they have the Girl Scouts on one side of the camp and the Boy Scouts on the other side, and they meet up for, like, a dance or something like that. But back to what I was trying to say earlier, I was actually wrong. The Girl Scouts started 2 years after the Boy Scouts. The Girl Scouts, according to the sources here, the Girl Scouts started in 1912. The Boy Scouts started in 1910. I thought it was a lot longer distance, but either way, that's where it is. It's just a two-year distance difference.
Yeah, that's a
now, and my issue with that, piggybacking off what Pudge started to talk about earlier, it's like, it's important. It's not just about girls being in the Boy Scouts. It's about we live in this society where gender, it's called gender fluidity right now, where people are just kind of identifying with genders, and that does not make any sense. It's not right. No. It's like, if I identify with this, I'm this now. You know, it's like, that's where the danger comes in now. Like, there's no gender specifics anymore, or it's becoming that way.
Right.
Like, so when it's something that's openly called Boy Scouts, and then you allow girls in there, it's no longer the Boy Scouts.
What are you calling it after then? I mean,
it's like, it's always been a separation between... It's not necessarily separate. It's always been a distinction between male and female.
Yeah.
And that's intentional. That's God's design. Mm-hmm. But even in this world, like, we have the YWCA, the Young Women's Christian Association. Then we have the YMCA, also known as Young Men's Christian Association. Those were gyms, but they're specifically set up for women and one set up for men. Yeah. Because there's times where we need to be separate. We don't always need to be together. Mm-hmm. But just because I want to be a Girl Scout don't make me, you know, I don't think y'all should allow dudes and Girl Scouts. And the funny thing is, I haven't seen that question across the board at all.
Yeah, because my thing is, what if you have a young guy that is, he gay, I mean, and he's very, very feminine and wants to be a Girl Scout?
Then you can't, with this being voted in,
are you going to deny him?
They probably would at first, but eventually that law would probably get passed too, because discrimination at this point, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now at this point, now how many girls are uncomfortable with a male being around them at all times? Now, even though he's feminine and he acts everything as of mm-hmm. a woman, but right. he still has male parts. So yeah. at the end of the day, when it's time to go camping, mm-hmm. you still a dude, no matter how feminine you're acting.
Yeah.
And some young girls are just going to be uncomfortable with this. Yeah. So how you deal with that? I've heard nobody talk about...
No, they haven't even talked about that. So that tells me, it's like, it's just something... You know, we always talk about the agendas and stuff like that, but it's like... I mean, to me, it's kind of obvious. It's like, though, but it's called the Boy Scouts. I can't get off there. It's called the Boy Scouts. Why is this even an issue? Why did it go to court? Second of all, why the heck did it get approved? You know what I'm saying? But it's like... It's called the Boy Scouts. I understand you want to do stuff the Boy Scouts do. The simpler fix would have been... Okay, let's change it. Maybe we need to revisit the curriculum of the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. The structure.
I've seen the Girl Scouts. It does seem boring to me.
My daughter's a Girl Scout too. I mean, they just didn't do selling cookies, having meetings. That's just mm-hmm. what it's
and
pretty
they,
much.
They went to a. They went to a. I used to always tease Nina about this. She was like, "Yeah, we went camping. We went camping." I was like, y'all went to a cabin with AC, bunk beds, and a whole kitchen in the back.
Yeah.
Y'all
didn't go camping. You went to the cabin.
Yeah. Y'all went to the cabin.
They went on vacation.
Y'all went on vacation.
They slept in tents.
On the ground.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I do understand that you had the girls that, you know, the tomboy girls that they actually want to experience camping. Mm-hmm. They want to be out there, you know what I'm saying? But like y'all been saying, like, there's a bunch of girls that want to literally go camping. So why not have a structure to where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You could even have a cabin. I know cabins where they have campsites.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can still take your whole troop to the same place.
Yeah.
And those that don't want to camp can stay in the cabin. Those that want to camp, you can still camp
out.
It's not even hard.
It's too simple of a fix.
Bring your own tents. You could also
for not to be an agenda, bud. It's too simple of a fix for not to be an agenda.
It is.
But anyway, so Tim, you feel the same way.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about, because they actually do have an alternative in certain states, Tim. Can you tell us about what we talked about earlier?
Yeah, the alternative for a few states I know of is Venture Crew. It's kind of like Boy Scouts, but it's co-ed. It's more of a mixture between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. There's also ranks. I believe the highest rank you can get is a Ranger. But that's all I know of as of right now, because last I heard they're still putting it together.
Well, I think the age it stops is 21.
Oh, that's higher.
And they said that once Boy Scouts get their Eagle Scout, they can actually cross over to Venture Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, once a Boy Scout gets their Eagle Scout, they can start training to become a troop leader.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's what they really want for if they don't go into the military, or they don't go to actually get a job or something, they want them to become a troop leader, because you're still involved, you're still doing a lot of stuff that it keeps you out of trouble, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's good because you're showing kids what you used to do.
Right.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I feel like that makes it more fun.
It's not a discriminatory or sexist thing just to want the Boy Scouts to remain, I don't know, what, 100% boys?
Right.
You know, it's not a sexist thing. It's not one of those things where we think men and women, women can't do a certain thing. But honestly, men and women are built differently. So sure, we should have different roles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, just can you imagine if everybody had the same role?
No, that would be boring. Be boring like the Girl Scouts, apparently, huh?
Yeah.
They have that same role.
Yeah.
Beans and cookies.
I mean, the cookies are phenomenal.
Man, they do. Yeah,
the thinness of my joints, man.
I mean, everybody loves that's what they know for. They know for them cookies now.
I mean, but they can still sell, Boy Scouts sell popcorn. They can still sell cookies. I'm just saying, just give more stuff. Hey, I sold out.
How did they do on it?
Every time.
Mm-hmm. We also sell camp carts.
Yeah, that's it.
People use
them? I didn't like selling camp carts.
Camp carts was the bomb. I don't know.
Do people actually use them?
I sell out on those. Camp
carts was the bomb. I didn't like selling. I like selling popcorn. I didn't really like selling the camp carts.
Let's get back on topic.
I like cookies.
At least it was all centered around Boy Scouts still.
I know, right?
And cookies.
Even though it was a girl at the table. But
that's right.
Well, it started off with the Girl Scout cookies. Even talking about the mint joints. You was a part of it.
I just agreed. I didn't just.
You know, you like those mints.
Yeah, y'all expounded.
You like
y'all got on the soapbox about the cookies and stuff, the scout cards. You start reminiscing. I just mentioned it.
Good times.
But anyway. So Caleb and Mill, since y'all are and have been experiencing Boy Scouts, can you explain what your experience as a Boy Scout is? Like, what happens in Boy Scouts? I just want to draw a contrast between what happens in Boy Scouts versus Girl Scouts.
Okay, well, when we go camping, we don't go cabining. We pitch our own tents, build our own fire, and sometimes cook our own food over the fire.
So what are the things you learn in Boy Scouts?
Well, I've learned first aid, so I'm certified in first aid because I'm a Boy Scout.
Oh, wow.
I've learned how to build a fire and pitch a tent in Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And I've also learned the different types of ways to build a fire.
Do you think those are things girls should know too?
Yeah, they should, but could just teach that in Girl Scouts.
You're just
I agree. There's certain things they should just teach in Girl Scouts.
They're just being lazy.
Like, honestly, this is new to me, kind of. Not, like, as a Boy Scout, I just assumed the Girl Scouts were the female version of Boy Scouts. I thought the same stuff we were learning as Boy Scouts. Girls were learning other, and I just thought they focused. I thought they focused more on cooking because they were girls. My sex as mine as a kid, but that's what I thought.
They
do the same thing that Boy Scouts do, but they just cook more. That's what I thought. Seriously.
You got the cooking part right though.
Yeah, they sell cookies.
They cook.
And they sell cookies, and people buy the heck out those cookies. That's all I knew about the Girl Scouts. I never knew it was this, like, it was a big deal between what they actually did as far as the camping part and the survival part. You should be taught to survive. But honestly, I'm not sure if that's the curriculum of the Girl Scouts or if that's just what they don't teach. Because I can't remember. My wife came up as a Girl Scout at one point, and she may have learned something different because different generation. But I think it might just be something they're not teaching in Girl Scouts. Now, that might be the original curriculum of teaching that kind of stuff, but it might not be what's being taught.
People got lazy.
But either way, the result is not to reinvent the wheel. Like, that's not the you know what I'm saying? You can't just, I don't know, when you try to cater to a small group of people, you miss out You miss out on so much. And the fundamentals on the stuff that makes us different. You can't just try to make everybody fit into one little box.
Right.
Yep.
But at the same time, we do there should be a difference between people. There should be a difference between sexes. There should be a difference between a lot of people. Like, you want everybody, you don't want everybody to conform. You want everybody to be to each individual self. That's what makes the world go round. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm a girl, I'm going to be a girl. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a boy, I'm going to be a boy. So I don't think you need to mix the Boy Scouts with the Girl Scouts and vice versa. But I do have a valid question, though. You know, Mill, you said you're a Boy Scout troop leader was a girl, a female, a grown-up girl, a woman, grown-up girl. Yeah, grown-up girl.
Struggling a little bit, ain't you?
Yeah. But the point is, how can she be a Boy Scout troop leader and she's a female and the girls can't be in Boy Scouts? Is there a difference there, or is that kind of being a hypocrite?
Oh, wow. You just gotta whip out the hard questions.
Yeah, of course. I gotta ask the hard questions.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You're gonna have to put her on the phone.
Well, I mean, it's a valid question. Seriously, it's a valid question.
But she's not a scout. She's a scout leader.
I know, but how can you lead a scout leader if you're female? My point is,
how do you get that right?
Yeah, my point is, if you have an issue with girls being in the Girl Scouts, how can you not have an issue with a female being a Girl Scout, a Boy Scout troop leader?
Man, I really don't know.
I mean, you know, seriously, she is a troop leader, and she does a great job.
Yeah. She might have got that rank, like, she could have come up in Venture Crew.
No, she didn't, man. Venture Crew wasn't even around when she was coming up.
Venture Crew came out, like, when I was in, what, 8th grade?
That was, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. So they're still trying to get it
together. Came
out,
or did you find out about it?
Either way, Mill.
That's around the time.
That's not uncommon, though. Wow. I mean, I've seen Girl Scout leaders, my troop didn't have a Girl Scout, I mean. My troop did not have any female troop leaders. I wouldn't have had an issue with it back then anyway, but I didn't have that. But it wasn't uncommon to see it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just under the grand scheme of this conversation, you know, we have an issue with females being allowed in Boy Scouts as Boy Scouts, but we don't have a problem with a female being a troop leader, leading the Boy Scouts. Of course, that leads to the next question then. If we can have that, how do we feel about males being Girl Scout leaders? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole slippery slope when you allow one and not the other.
Yep,
and of course, sure people will probably really have a problem with that because a lot of people's mindset is...
Double standards.
Yeah. Girls can be around...
Double standards.
Girls can be around little boys, but if a boy gets... I mean, if a man gets around little girls, oh, he's being a pervert or...
It makes me uncomfortable. I thought it makes me uncomfortable, but that's just the society we live in. It makes me uncomfortable. Secondly, I will add this to the conversation, though. When I was in Boy Scouts, we had what they call den mothers, and they helped the men out.
Oh my gosh, our den mothers! I ain't heard that in so long.
Yeah, we had den mothers, and they helped the guys out.
The assistants.
Yeah. It was usually like the scout leader's wife or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she married to a scout leader? Is her husband a scout leader too?
No.
So.
She just snuck in.
But that was what happened in my last troop.
Okay.
Oh, with Miss Amy?
Yeah. Yes. And then I do know that her sons are in the troops as well. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. But seriously, I mean, let's be real. I mean, we don't have to be politically correct. If you're a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite, you know? Right. I mean, hands down. But all who, like I said, all who you are. Everybody has a hypocrisy in their life.
Yep.
But my point is, what's the difference, though? Seriously, I'm asking everybody at the table. Because, I mean, for me, it feels just as different, but I can't write down on paper why it's different. I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But why is it that a woman could be a troop leader in the Boy Scouts and we have an issue with the girls being, is that crossing the line?
Now she was there first.
I don't see how
her daughter's in Girl Scouts.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And her daughter's in Girl Scouts. So why isn't she a Girl Scout leader, Mom?
She wants to do both.
See, me personally, I would have had a problem with that only because my scout leaders gave me manly advice, and I don't just think she can deliver that task only because she's a woman.
I understand that. Okay, let me ask you this. Is there any male scout leaders in your troop?
No.
Wow.
There used to be, but he left.
Why
did he start his own troop?
Why do you tell us before I had you on the podcast?
He started his own troop?
Turned up a whole argument here.
How did that troop?
Wait,
he started his own troop?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so did he leave because she was a woman?
I don't know why he left.
No, I mean, I don't think it's sexist, though. I mean,
I think I would have done the same thing.
But no, we're not doing this. I'm leaving.
Because I'm trying to...
But her husband, so there's no men as your troop leaders in the leadership roles and your scout? Your troop?
I like the way he said that. So there's no men?
Yeah, that don't sound right at all.
It don't sound right.
That sounds like...
I will say...
I mean, there's always parents that help out.
Yeah.
Parents, the boy parents. Leaders.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I know her, and she does a great job. So I'm not.
Yeah, she's cool.
I'm not an issue. I don't have an issue with her personally, per se, with her doing her role.
But the thing is,
it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is weird.
I've never even heard that Boy Scouts and you don't have no male scout leaders. That's foreign to me.
That's foreign to me too. But it wasn't weird to me to have a female scout leader because we had it in a previous troop he was in, but she was married to the scout, mm-hmm. the scoutmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that makes sense. That's the only time I've ever seen. I've never seen it when she's solely the actual leader.
Right.
By herself, like there's nobody else that's a scout leader there, right? That's any scout leaders?
There's one, but it's also a woman.
What? Oh wow, that's crazy.
All right, we're gonna just
call. I guess you should be saying, is there any male scout leaders?
Yeah. You got any boys over there?
You got enough scout leaders out there?
And the women are tough, but they can't raise. It's not their job to raise men, but. It does take away, I would imagine. Does it take away? Let me ask you how you feel. I'm telling you how I feel on the outside looking in. How do you feel about it?
Well, I really...
Just tell me the truth. Be a man, son.
I have no problem with it. Because they get the job done.
Okay.
I
mean, spoken like a true man. No, you can't say that. It's his man time right now.
So like, keep it down.
It's time for him to shine on his... Nah, you go ahead, Caleb. I'm glad
with you. I was done. Oh, okay.
He's done.
Well, I mean, I was saying, I think, I was just thinking about it. So, it would raise a problem at first, but if you think about it, like, a lot of women in America, they raise boys by themselves. And
true.
Boys turn out, some boys don't turn out so all that well, but... Some boys turn out very successful, so I feel like she can still get the job done. Mm-hmm. But I think it is still kind of weird that there's no male.
There's still that male presence missing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sad too. And it's I'm just purely speculating here, but I see a pattern in church with that. Like men typically aren't present for a lot of stuff.
You see, that's what I was trying to hold my tongue.
When you go to church, it's a lot of females there, but a lot of not. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is, it's females in one spot. Why? Where the men at? Like yo.
They all hang up.
But it's like even in my other church, the women were. I think women had men roles because there wasn't enough men to fill the roles, and that's sad. Mm-hmm. And that might be the case with the boys, because that might be why she's. I mean, she's a great troop leader. Don't get me wrong. Right. But that might be, you know, we did have a male there, but he left. So she wasn't going to leave. She's not going to resign. She's doing a great job. But it's like, it does raise the question, why aren't there any men troop leaders? It could be several reasons. Men aren't prepared. They don't care anymore. They're not available. They're locked up. Or men primarily being the primary breadwinner, they just don't have the time or energy. Mm-hmm. Me, I love Boy Scout stuff. I hardly have time to go camping with my son because I'm working a lot. And then I have a household to run. I have ministries to run. So I'm really too busy to do it. I'm not too busy to go camping with him all the time. But it does, my availability to commit to something on that scale is limited. Right. So that could be, have a lot to do with it. But, you know, funny thing is, had we not been having this conversation about girls being allowed into the Boy Scouts, that would never, it didn't, I knew his troop leader was a female, but it didn't even register on my radar until we got to this conversation.
And that she's the only one there.
Yeah. That never registered to me. I didn't think it was weird until this very moment on this podcast we're talking about.
How strong
I feel about girls not being in Boy Scouts. Then my boys and my son is in a troop led by two females.
Right.
Dang. Oh, wow. That's worse.
Like I said, we got to prep our guests, Yusuf, so this stuff don't happen.
Yeah, man.
I'm kidding. Nah, this is real and authentic. It's true. That's just real life. Real life is messy. Right. You know, it's not. It's a lot of gray lines in certain areas. Some things are black and white. Some things are gray. This, to me, is a gray area.
Gray.
But when it comes, but the difference is, it's not like she camping in the tents with the dudes, right. with the boys. Right. Like
that just right. makes it weird.
Right.
But honestly, every time I see scout masters or scout leaders camping in a tent with any dudes or any of the troops, is when it's their own kids.
Right.
Other than that, they was camping in their own tent.
I don't even think they're allowed to camp in.
Nah, that would be weird. If I found that would be weird, male or female. I don't like that.
That's just weird.
Right.
When it comes to adults and kids, even if it's innocent, it is a very fine line of appropriateness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? it's appropriateness. But it's like, it's just one of those things. So I think when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's different between having girls being trained up as peers with the Boy Scouts as opposed to having a female troop leader, I guess, in my opinion. I think there is a difference. I think the difference is, you know, they still are an adult, you know, teaching these kids. When it comes to the boys, I don't think it hinders the boy bonding because the boys still go off to themselves and they still do their thing. Like when I was in, honestly, the bonding didn't come with me and my troop master. My scout leader. The bonding came when they was sleeping in their tent and we was doing stuff we probably shouldn't have been doing, talking about something we shouldn't have been talking about.
Oh, wow.
You know, playing games.
You saying, when you up, you know what I'm saying, doing
stuff
out,
go across camp, right.
And I will tell
that's
you,
for people.
I will tell you, we cheated and lit our fire. We poured alcohol to light our fire. Rubbing alcohol. We didn't have like liquor out there.
We got here drinking, man.
We did hand sanitizer.
And the scout, we thought we was getting away with it, but the scoutmaster, they heard us talking. Like, oh, so you lit that fire out? They knew what we was doing. They just didn't intervene.
Oh wow!
But that's the kind of stuff we did when they were sleeping in the tent. We thought they were sleeping in the tent, but no, they was monitoring us. They knew that we didn't get away with nothing in Boy Scouts. They knew, they just didn't let us know until after the fact. But they kept us out of trouble. But it's like, it's just conversations we had, and they knew.
They really didn't let us know until we got back from camp. Then they would make us run.
By the way, I know what you did.
Well, ours never found out.
All right. So, he's in a church. They make us run all the way around the church.
Hold on. I want to say this real quick. My son said on air that they use hand sanitizer to start a fire. And then he's going to say on air on a podcast that they never found out. They probably going to find out now.
Attention, everyone.
Right.
Somebody's going to find out. Right. But you can't cut the media and keep telling your secrets and expect it to stay a secret. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's not how that works.
You can't tell everybody.
No.
Right.
No, sir.
But yeah, it was fun for us, though. I feel like we covered everything on that topic, though, right? I mean, it's, to me, it's cut and dry as far as the Girl Scouts part. Apparently, we got a little hypocrisy in my household with my son going to leadership troop. They done took over. Now they starting as the adult. They got the adults crossing over now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, I don't have an issue with that, really. Oh. I would think it'd be dope if they had another male there. But if men ain't there, that actually becomes a case for a lot of situations with women, period.
It is.
Like, even with women working. You know, that started when they had a war. All the men were away in war. The women had to go to work. So now you have a female workforce.
Right.
And then when the men come back, you know, it's kind of...
They're still working.
Yeah, they're still working. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that, but it's just like, it's always the men that fall, or not fall, but when the men are unavailable, the women tend to step up. They're more willing to step up than men are when women aren't present.
Yeah, we're the backup plan.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very valid concern and topic, though, but I don't like the fact that you're trying to integrate the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and stuff like that.
No.
I don't like that at all. You know, like I said, I think people should be who they are. If you're a girl, go to the Girl Scouts. Go what's geared to you. If you're a boy, go. But there's other things you can do. Well, instead of reinventing the wheel, or trying to force someone to let you in, why don't you just make it your own?
Right.
Like, that's okay, Girl Scouts, we ain't liking the Girl Scouts no more. Let's try this. Why we don't like the Girl Scouts? You know.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
I feel like another issue that just came online earlier, but I feel like some parents, they were in Boy Scouts like y'all too, and they're like. But they're like way more committed, and they know the routine, they know the background, they know all of it. So like their kids were in Boy Scouts, and of course their kids might like it, they might not. But at the same time, when they find out that they're going to start pushing girls into it, I feel like a lot of parents are going to start pulling their boys out of Boy Scouts
if they allow it. If they allow it, because what I'm saying is, you know, as we discovered earlier, that it's up to the individual troop. That's just a bull crap. Let me say something.
I thought you been saying something.
I am. But my point is, man the heck up. My point is, don't try to sneak this little law. Don't try to just sneak this law in here and leave. Oh, we're gonna allow it in. We're gonna leave it up to the girl. We're gonna leave it up to the individual troop. Now, if you're for it, be for it. If you're not, don't.
Man.
You know what? I'm indifferent. Don't wash your hands of it. That's kind of like how Pilate did Jesus. I'm gonna just wash my hands of this thing. But he could have manned up and said, nah, don't crucify him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let somebody else do it. That's all they did. They like, you know what? I don't have an answer. Leave it up to the girls. Leave it up to the Boy Scouts. Leave it up to the individual troops. That's my thing. Be a man.
They didn't want to be responsible for it.
Yeah, that's what it is. They just shifted on down. But it's kind of like pacifying you in a sense. well, we don't want to tell nobody no to piss them off or offend people. So we'll just say right. yeah. But we're going to say yeah, but we're still going to give, we're going to make the bad guy the troop leaders who say no.
They didn't want everybody at their doorstep.
Exactly.
Right. Right. They ain't got time for that.
Riots, but I don't know any troop leaders so far that said yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with you, Caleb. If any troop leader said yeah, it's definitely gonna cause a shift in the Boy Scouts. They're gonna move. They're gonna pull
girls than boys.
I will pull my son.
There'll be
out.
New Girl Scouts.
I will pull my son out if that happened.
Yeah.
You see how he's looking at you.
I'm gonna say no.
His face.
Well, how would you feel? Seriously, how would you
what
feel?
What if I didn't want to get pulled out?
That's too bad.
You probably wouldn't have a choice.
We're on the radio, son.
Oh, wow. Well, that's too bad.
This man sounds more and more like me when he's around his kids.
But anyway, so you would have, so they said girls can be Boy Scouts now, and they start putting girls in your troop. You wouldn't have a problem. I mean, like I said,
I'd have a problem, but not enough to the point where I want to leave my troop.
Okay.
I'm in a good troop. I have a good troop leader.
They became a bad troop when they allowed you.
Oh, wow.
No, but no, I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I respect that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if we pull him out of that. We would discuss it. Definitely would discuss it. I would be very disappointed.
So we need to talk.
But the sad thing is, if it happened, it's like, what Boy Scouts do who love their troop? It's kind of, that kind of would suck for them.
Right. I mean, you love your troop, whole day.
And you start letting girls in it and it ruins it, but you don't want to leave your troop. It's like, dang, what do you do?
And then on a spiritual level, I feel like that can put a lot of hate in people's heart. Mm-hmm. Like, not like they would probably like, they'll look at you disgustingly. Because like, why are you here? What are you doing?
You mean resentment,
huh? Yeah,
resentment. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That can affect you mentally, spiritually, like in a whole lot of ways.
It's gonna if it's allowed to happen, you know, stuff like that happens. They think they're always appeasing people when they do stuff like this, and mm-hmm. a lot of times it causes more problems, mm-hmm. more problems, more problems, and more problems. That's what I see happening if people allow it. I don't think personally. I don't see. I can't say it because I'm surprised by a lot of laws that get passed, mm-hmm. but. I don't know any troops or see any troops that's doing it, and I think it would be weird. And honestly, it kind of could put the girl in a safety issue. You know, it's a lot of questions at hand.
Too many questions.
If that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about this. If that happens, you're a father, mm-hmm. and even you have been married once.
A bunch of
time. What kind of parent would allow their girl to go to a troop that's all boys and go camping in the woods?
Wow.
I don't like the way you said that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You, your baby mama ain't green going for that.
Yeah. Not my child.
The word we would happen. Say, hell no. I couldn't even ask my wife that.
That's not happening.
You mind Tam go to the Boy Scout troops so they let girls in now go camp? No. Nah.
And they go camping.
Again, Boy Scouts is all boys all weekend. Boy Scouts is in the area where there's a lot of testosterone.
They going through puberty. You're going to put your daughter right. in a situation where boys going through their hormonal changes when they feel they all in heat a lot of the time.
Exactly.
What
if it just so happens that your daughter is a baddie?
Yeah. Now she's servicing the Boy Scouts.
Oh. Like, she looking good.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, I'm just being real.
Now she's servicing the Boy
Scouts. It opens up so much.
She was looking
it
cute.
It opens up so much danger, confusion.
It does.
All kinds of problems, though. It's a Pandora's box. Man. Like, because, girl, you know, the age range for Boy Scouts is what? 12 to 18. Somewhere in there.
11.
11 to 18.
Good God.
A lot of kids are having sex in high school. Those are high school ages. Now you're enabling this to happen? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Be smart. Like, seriously, when I was in high school, that's where people snuck off to do it. Now you're going to now get my parents' permission to go off in the woods?
To do it.
Oh, wow.
Basically.
Oh, God.
Right.
Then what tent she going to camp in? She's going to camp by herself? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just too much.
Sad. I mean, she camping by herself, I mean, you kind of feel isolated and lonely.
True.
Like, you feel like you're not even a part of the troop.
Right.
Because you're not. Because you're a girl.
Because you're a girl.
Exactly.
And the Girl Scouts.
You know what I'm saying?
And the Boy Scouts, I mean.
Even if they did accept it, I'm just saying, she would still probably feel like she's not a part of the troop, even if somebody did accept it, because she's isolated off. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a girl in the Boy Scouts, but you're still being treated as a girl, because you're a girl.
It's like being
right.
Yeah, I get you. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's just like, you're going to be isolated. I don't see any positiveness coming out of this crap.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Period. Pudge, you?
No, I don't see any at all. I'm just, it's messed up because it's like, dang, I'm still hurt off of the fact that there ain't no, no male scout leaders. That's kinda, that still kind of messes me up.
It's gonna be okay.
What I'm saying is, but I'm like,
are you volunteering?
How many other? Nope. How many other
troops like that?
Yeah, have all. And it does go. When I was saying leave it to be the one to go deep, I was about to go where you went.
Yeah,
was saying that you see more women in church than you do men.
Yeah,
now so it's yeah. like
Jesus.
It just drifted off into like stuff like you know Boy Scouts now. Like if I came for like you do have kids out there who actually have been abused by their mother in one way or another, and they use Boy Scouts. You know what I'm saying, to be the outlet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if that boy's mom now becomes a scout leader? The outlet ain't the outlet no more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Real talk. I mean, Kayla's mom, they tried to get her to be a scout leader several times. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, that means every time he go camping, you know what I'm saying? Or when a child, you know what I'm saying, the child is there. So it's like, the outlet. It's just sad. I didn't realize it was to that degree where
I don't think this is new though. Like I said, it wasn't uncommon to me to see female scout leaders, but I just never seen
it. Uncommon to me, but I always saw men scout leaders as well.
See,
it don't even seem off or uncommon for a woman to be a scout leader because I've seen them several times. I just no men.
Yeah, that's weird to me too. Like he said, parents are there when they camp, but it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
Wow.
Don't they have to be a certain amount of volunteers anyway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in one
like
of
chaperones and stuff.
In one of my rough patches where I was where I was going through something really hard during scouts and nobody else knew what was happening. Like not even my parents, not my friends, not my siblings. Nobody else knew what was happening. I would come to the scout meeting with that same attitude, and my scout master, he would just look at me for a couple of meetings, and then one meeting he finally came to me and he was asking me what was going on, and I told him because I mean I'm not gonna lie to him because I know he's there to help. So I told him, and he was like, he said, I'm like, he told me this probably like maybe four or three years ago, like, because I've been out of it for probably like a good 2 years now, almost,
mm-hmm.
but he told me this like maybe 4 or 3 years, he said, boys come in here as coals, and we're supposed to, and us as the men are supposed to put pressure on y'all to make y'all become diamonds.
I like that. I get that.
And I just don't see how a woman could put, like, because there's certain type of pressure from a woman and a man. Like, so you just gonna put pressure.
That boy sound like me, man.
I'm just saying, like, come on, you gotta think about it. Like even if you get in trouble, right? Your mom goes off on you. You might just be like, oh, that's just mom Dukes. You know, she go off on me. She love me. That's how she gonna do it. Dad go off on you, or now you shivering in your boots. You know what I'm saying?
You in trouble.
I only came up with basically one parent, so I was shivering either way.
Because grandma's crazy. Mom, you know why.
You know, I done got some whooping.
Hey, Ma.
You know, funny thing
grandma's
is,
crazy.
Hold on, let me, I know sidetrack it, but you talk about that. I felt the same way about my grandmother. Like, she ain't gonna do that. She's an old, wily woman. She ain't gonna do that. She tore me up with those switches. Grandpa, women get you, boy.
Yeah, boy.
So, nah, it was never a gender thing for me, but, my father, my stepfather at the time, all he had to do was yell. I was scared, you know. But mm-hmm. my mom, she had to threaten, then follow through.
Yeah,
you had the extra work.
So there was a mm-hmm. difference. There was a difference.
It's different.
It's something about. Hold on, sir. Okay. It's something about when you do have a male presence. It's something about if he's acting as a male. You know what I'm saying? Like he's handling his business as a male. Mm-hmm. It's like because I can see because I have nephews.
Yep.
And my nephews, I can see them disrespecting their mother. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, boy. He doesn't mean it totally different.
She got
having to negotiate with him to come over. Hey, boy, hey, come here right now.
Yeah. Why you don't get over
it's
here?
Different. But something about that bass in the voice that just that they respond differently. You have to have that kind of bass in your voice to get these knuckleheaded boys to listen. Fall
right.
Seriously, uh-huh. fall in line. Uh-huh. It's different with your mom telling you, like you said, like that's his mom, dudes.
That's his mom.
And you don't mean to be disrespectful, but the father, but she gonna get punched. You ain't saying nothing. okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mill, go ahead.
Well, one of our troop leaders, her name is Miss Micah. Mm-hmm. And if she calls you over there...
His face.
Come on, man. I'm hoping for some redemptive thing, like...
she's shaking in your boots.
She is. Does,
sometimes she yells, but most of the time she, like, waves you over with her finger, like, come here.
Now, she gives you a stern talking to. I remember I got a stern talking to for being late picking him up one day, and I still think about that. She didn't cuss. She didn't yell. She was very firm.
I mean, you can.
But look, so, you'd be on top.
I mean, can I combat that real quick? I mean, I'm not trying to like have an argument. I'm just trying.
We just have a conversation. Go ahead, man.
All right. Well, I'm just saying this. I feel like there's a difference between like you can be intimidating, and then after a while, that intimidation will go away. There's like that.
It all depends.
It depends.
Yeah.
That all depends.
I don't know.
I feel like it varies.
That, if you're intimidated and you ain't getting no kind of nothing in you to just to get over that, overcome that, intimidation stays. Like it don't go nowhere.
Some people just intimidated. Period. So I think that varies. Some people just have that look. Board.
Yeah, it's definitely not across the board. Some people. You have somebody in the eighth grade, they were scared of you, and they done went and got a couple lessons during the summer, come back in ninth grade, and they scared of you no more. They ready for you. You know what I'm saying? Right. So the intimidation is different. It's different.
Yeah. Well, my kids all can be intimidated by me. I'm 6'4", 250, so they all can be intimidated. They always going to be.
Yeah.
So...
See,
I
don't know why people don't think I'm 6'6". If he's 6'4", and I'm taller than him, I don't see why.
You're not taller than him. What?
I'm very tall.
You mean for real?
You're not 2 inches. Is not very tall.
It's not very. Tall.
I'm a foot and a half taller than my wife. Right. I'm very taller than my wife. Right. That's very tall. 2 inches is not.
A foot and a half.
He's like.
I'm very tall. I know
he's
like, you're not.
He's smelling himself. We got to take him down a few notches.
He's smelling himself. I'm gonna cave his chest in before the show.
But seriously, it don't. No, sometimes time don't do it. It's like if you have a strong male in your life, I don't see like either even from older. Like I've seen people get older. It's like they still intimidate because that's what they put in their whole life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, but you probably still intimidated by your dad sometimes. Exactly.
Papa.
So it's like I got people, older males in my life that was around. I wasn't like raised by a bunch of males, but I had them around. I'm still intimidated by them. I still gonna respect them. I'm never gonna buck up to them. I never would buck up to my uncle, and I'm pretty sure I can probably take him, being that he's 70. You know,
it's out of respect though.
Yeah, but it's like if he says something to me, I'm still gonna. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, if he called me on my bull, I'm my bad. You know. Looking at me like my son looking at me like he about to try you, boy. I will beat you up on the air. I don't care. I will carry your chest in on the air.
Oh wow!
I don't care.
Oh wow!
But it's like God. That. It's just something about that relationship. It's that dynamic. If you continue to maintain that dynamic,
that's
you know, true. That's what it boils down to. But anyway, y'all got anything? You got anything? Cause you didn't even talk a lot.
First of all, Tam was talking. Y'all wasn't listening. But yeah, that's the. I don't have anything.
First of all, let me go ahead and correct you on that right there before I say my last statement.
How do you feel about female troop leaders, real quick? We're probably going to close out.
I mean, I never had a problem with them. I mean, I wasn't necessarily in the Boy Scouts, but I used to kind of like volunteer with them. Didn't really have a problem with them. It was cool.
Okay.
We didn't have any problems.
It was copacetic.
It was cool.
Short to the point.
I was simple. Right. It was copacetic.
I mean, I'm not a boy, so it'll be weird. It'll be different for y'all.
But how would you feel about having a male leader, though?
That's like she would have to feel anyway about it because she wouldn't be involved in that.
Yeah, that's just weird. We don't do that in the South.
All right, he went ahead and answered for her.
I'm answering for that. I'm answering for her.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That answer is darker to me.
Exactly.
I got that answer.
I wonder if that would be universal, if that's a universal answer. Or if just some guys are really...
I'm the same way. I'm not surprised my kids.
I'm not surprised at anything anymore. Or hardly anything anymore.
The things you see now.
Because I read articles about people getting their kids a sex change. I read someone in my job was telling me about this parent has a 3-year-old kid and they getting a sex change because the kid want to be a girl or something like that. It's just like...
Yeah, this is one kid who's still like 10.
So I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised by a lot. Right. And that's sad that that's not surprising anymore.
Yeah, that is sad. That's not
bad.
So common.
Yeah.
Yep. There's this thing on Facebook about this little girl. I think she was like 9 or 10. She got like hormones for like her change or whatever for her birthday. And she was like really excited.
What? I'm sorry. Repeat that. You talk so fast.
I'm sorry. I get that a lot. But there's this thing on Facebook.
Please slow down. You still didn't slow down.
There was thing on Facebook. About this girl. She was like 9 or 10. And she got like... hormones for her sex change or whatever for her birthday, and like her parents recorded it and she's like really excited, but the comments are just like not do this, this is not okay. Some of them were like, yeah, I'm okay. Proud of you, and the rest of them are just like, no,
I'm not proud of any parent. I will smack the fire out of somebody. I wouldn't do that.
I was like, no, we're not doing this.
I was watching a video, and John Cena said that his daughter said she didn't want her lady bits, and she wanted swing schwung.
What did John Cena say?
He was like, well, you can be whatever you want to be.
Come on, Cena.
Come on, Cena. Really? Now, I said I would slap the fire out some parents for that, but John Cena's a little different. I have to slap him and run. Like, that's a big deal.
Wait, was he talking about his little kid?
His four-year-old.
You know, okay, that's different. They're talking about the funny things that little kids say. That was a different thing.
Still, okay. She said that still.
Well, yeah. But I mean, he's not like he's actually joking. Seriously.
Nah, forget that. Yeah. Could be what
he was not taking that seriously.
That situation.
No. Nah, he was not being joking. Serious. I don't know.
They're talking about the funny things that kids say. that was a different
thing. I'm not slapping
John. I'm going to send him an angry text over Facebook or something, but nah, that's
I've seen him in person. His arm is about as big as my thigh.
What?
I would shoot him. There's not even no slapping
yeah,
and running.
Yeah.
when was this?
When did you see him in person?
You're talking about at the airport?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All right.
What was this?
He wasn't going to tell me
about this. I've never heard about this. I'm sorry.
We can solve your family issues after. We can do that.
Bring that up at Christmas.
Yeah, family counseling session next.
Right.
But, nah, that's it, y'all. I don't want to prolong the episode, but let me read this because this is totally irrelevant. But on the Thanksgiving episode, I promised everyone on my next episode that we would talk about, I would give the origin of the title Indian Giver.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds racist.
It is racist. It's very racist.
Oh, wow.
And, but it came up, and I always want to be thorough. I want to follow through my promise. I'm going to read this off. It says, the origin of the term Indian Giver was, to an Indian, the giving in gifts was an extension of this system of trade, and the gift was expected to be reciprocated with something of equal value. Europeans, upon encountering this practice, misunderstood it, considered it uncouth and impolite. To them, trade was conducted with money, and gifts were freely given with nothing expected in return. Mm-hmm. So this native practice got a bad reputation among the white colonists of North America, and the term eventually became a playground insult called Indian Giver because the Indians were loaning them stuff, mm-hmm. and they thought they was giving it to them, mm-hmm. and when the Indians asked for it back, they took it as like reneging on the gift. That's right. How they took it. So eventually it became one of those things, don't be an Indian Giver, which is a very racist statement. You know, we live in a very racist country. But,
you're just not realizing this?
No, I'm just thinking about like stuff like that. The fact that that term still exists, mm-hmm. and people still use it and have complete innocence about it tells us we have a lot of racism
and
still in this country.
Our leader is just one of the most worst racist person out there. Doesn't help.
All right, so I feel like three or four soapboxes coming on right now. So we're gonna just go ahead and end
all
the episode.
We're
gonna sum it on down.
Sum it up. Here it is. It's common sense, plain as day. I'm going to say this. If it's Girl Scouts, then it should be girls in the Girl Scouts only. If it's Boy Scouts, it should be boys in the Boy Scouts. Well, same thing with men's rooms and women's rooms.
Amen.
Heck yeah.
The leader?
If it's a men's room, shut up. If it's a men's room, you have to have testicles to enter. Or unless you had like some kind of accident, you no longer have testicles. But you have to be a man to enter the men's room. If it's a woman, you have to be a woman to enter the women's room.
Right.
Exactly.
The women's dressing room, women's locker room, everything said. If the title's in front of it, that's what you have to be to enter. If, like when it says employees only, you can't identify as an employee and walk in the door.
I identify as a manager, so I'm just going to walk
up
in here.
No, you gotta be what it says. That's all. Hands down. Things are much simpler that way. Less confusing. Stop trying to appease everybody. Just stick with the truth, and that's it. Anybody's got anything to sum up with?
Nah.
Stick with the truth, and that's it, people.
That's it. True, all right, true. So it is time for the shout-outs, Pudge.
Okay.
Ow.
What are we looking like?
I'm excited. You don't sound excited. Somebody
he's
give
so
him a take.
Yeah. He's so dead
inside.
Get excited!
You can't tell us to get excited. We're already excited. You have to get excited.
We didn't tell you he was excited. He was naturally excited because we were in the show.
You was already there.
He's already there.
Already.
He was excited because he's a part of Crosstalk Radio. That's what he's excited about. Anyway, I'm pulling this up. All right, so our shout-outs, Pudge. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got to edit this part. It's taking forever for the load. All right, you ready? Here we go. Shout-out to Brazil. Shout-out to Japan. Japan is back, Pudge.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what's up, Japan.
We got a different city. Yeah. I cannot pronounce the name of the city. It's come. Let me see. It's
come.
It's
what?
Come.
No. Hold on. I gotta pull it up. Sorry. It, one page shows the city. One page does not show the city. So I'm trying to remember the city.
Sound it out, sweetie.
It'll start with a K.
K something.
It was Kamachi something Japan. Something like that. I cannot pronounce.
Somewhere in Japan.
Yeah, shout out to you. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Forest Park, Georgia.
Forest Park.
Atlanta, GA in the building.
Atlanta.
Shout out to our newest listener, West Jordan, Utah. Utah is
in the West.
Dallas, Texas, still rocking with us.
All right, Dallas.
Orlando, Florida.
All right.
Hi, hi.
Morrow, Georgia. Riverdale, Georgia. Franklin, Tennessee.
All right, Franklin.
And the city that was in Brazil was Salvador.
Salvador.
Yes. Right. I will shout out to Conyers, Georgia. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with
us.
Shout out to Mom down in Gray, Georgia. Shout out to everybody that listened who did not make the list of top listeners. But thank you. You are all top listeners in our far as we're concerned. Thank you for tuning in once again. This is Steph Swig.
This is Big Pun.
Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.